Welcome to North Country Commerce. This is Matt Bosley, the editor for the Valley News and Tri-Lakes Today, two newspapers published by Denton Publications. Today I'm joined by Carol Calabrese and Jody Olcott, the co-directors of the Essex County Industrial Development Agency based in Elizabethtown, New York. Today I'd like to discuss the IDA's role in encouraging the growth of our area's business sector. First of all, why don't you tell me a little bit about what the Essex County Industrial Development Agency does.
Hi, Matt. The Essex County Industrial Development Agency is the economic development / community development attraction and retention agency for the county. We focus on working with existing companies to retain them through various incentives and access to programs, as well as try to prepare for the attraction of new business and industry to the area.
Great. And how long has the IDA been doing this?
The IDA in Essex County started in 1973.
Now, you mentioned incentives. What are some of the incentives that the Essex County Industrial Development Agency can offer to businesses?
There's several mechanisms that we can access. You can access through the IDA. First category I'd like to talk about, I guess, are financing mechanisms. By New York State statute, you can access a financing program called Industrial Revenue Bonds. That's a tax-exempt program that specifically works with manufacturing. The tax-exempt program basically has eligibility criteria, so companies would have to qualify. And some of the criteria would be that they qualify underneath New York State's definition of manufacturing. We would run an economic development program to see about what the economic impact is of the project. And things we would look at for eligibility would be capital investment, number of jobs created, retained, quality of those jobs that are being created, retained. We'd look at index numbers for the county to find out what the multiplier factor would be for that particular industry to find out the overall economic impact. Once a company passes all those hurdles, we would look at working with the company on some of the incentives you could access through that particular financing program. Are the interest rates are more favorable. We also, the company would look at abatements from the mortgage recording tax at the county. And if once the company qualifies, they would also be able to access the IDA's tax-exempt policy during the construction / renovation of a facility, thereby reducing its cost to put the real estate building package together. So that's one financing mechanism. Another mechanism, an economic mechanism, pardon me, is it's called straight lease transaction. And Matt, basically we'd run that particular project through the same eligibility criteria we talked about with industrial revenue bonds, looking at overall economic impact. And the straight leaseback transaction, if a project qualifies, would basically take that particular project off the tax rolls. We would then work with the taxing jurisdictions, which may be village, town, county, and school. They have the authority, basically, once we start working with the company, to move forward as to whether or not they approve or decline the project. A straight leaseback transaction takes the project, again, off the tax rolls and puts them underneath the IDA's tax exemption criteria. From there, to get the project back on the tax rolls so that they are paying taxes and contributing to the county, we would look at what's called a pilot, and that's a payment in lieu of tax program. And Essex County has adopted two schedules, a Schedule A and Schedule B. They're both 10-year programs. Schedule A is more aggressive for the stronger economic impact. The Plan B is a little less aggressive. And again, the taxing jurisdictions have the authority to approve or decline the project. So we would work with the company and the taxing jurisdictions to get them qualified and hopefully be eligible for that. So the whole intent of those particular programs I just talked about would be to assist qualified manufacturing project to either grow if it's existing in Essex County or locate here to offset some of the upfront cost to help them be sustainable to the county and long-term investment as well as jobs, creations, and retentions. We also have another financing mechanism here at the IDA. We administer on behalf of the county an economic development revolving loan fund. Today, it totals about $1.8 million. We basically work with all the industry in the area. We provide financing to manufacturing, assembly, packaging, the service industry, tourism, things of that nature. We use this particular financing program to work with all these companies to help offset some of the cost of either locating or expanding in the area. Particular program funds are federally funded, and so we consider these funds gap financing. And what that means is that we can only work on the projects that are either in total or part not eligible for traditional bank financing. Again, this is to help lower the risk and get these particular projects bankable somewhere down the line so that they will be sustainable in Essex County as well. Another particular service we try to offer is that we understand completely that the workforce is the livelihood of why a business is going to locate in the county. And so we work with the workforce development agencies of the county to try to make sure that any particular training or skill levels that these companies need, that we're connecting them to the workforce development people so that those services can be rendered, can also provide services to the business owners themselves. And now I'm going to turn the next two particular services you can access through the IDA over to Jody.
We also offer at the IDA permitting assistance for businesses interested or required to seek out permits from regulatory agencies in New York to do business or expand or whatnot. We also offer, site location within our business parks, which we own or manage various business parks along I-87, including Chesterfield Commerce Park, Willsboro Commerce Park, Mariah Business Park. We also have, over the past several years, worked with the existing real estate agents and developed a database of existing commercial property where businesses interested in seeking new sites can go onto our website and take a look at that to determine if there is existing property or existing buildings available to them. We will work with businesses either or if they're locating in the business commerce parks or are seeking private real estate transactions and need assistance with their permitting. And the last one of the incentives available through the IDA is the Empire Zone program, which are various tax credits available to businesses locating within seven of the key areas that the county has identified through their strategic plan.
So basically, you would say that these are several ways that the Essex County IDA tries to act as a gateway for businesses that might be looking to locate or expand into this area.
That's correct.
How many businesses do you think have been assisted in this way?
That's a good question. In Essex County, there's approximately 1,100 businesses. I would say over our course of lifetime here at the IDA, a couple hundred probably in various different sorts. Of course, you know, that includes the Empire Zone program. Businesses, you know, may come to us and seek some type of information, but don't necessarily access any of the incentives we just discussed. So
we see ourselves here at the IDA as an economic development, I'll say, one-stop or clearinghouse. You may access services directly through our office if you qualify. A lot of times we're the first organization that a business bumps into just because we're, you know, economic development, and where they may need other services that are not coming out of the IDA office, but we certainly have a very strong relationship with workforce development, the regulatory agencies, the state and federal agencies. And so we try to make it easier for those business owners coming to us to access those services. And in some cases, as Jody said, they may not trigger a program through the IDA, but we certainly feel it's as important to make sure that we make it as smooth for the connection to those other services in the area.
Yeah, more referrals to other agencies that we think could better assist them or have services that can assist them. And likewise with those type agencies back to us.
How would you say that bringing in new businesses can assist some of the businesses that are already here?
Typically what we find when we do work with the businesses in the area is that more business in general is better for everybody. And that's a very healthy attitude. I think that's the kind of philosophy that they've kind of dictated and have been here, you know, has been here for decades that we're just trying to carry through. In particular, an example of that is that working with the, several of the biomedical companies in the area, they have strongly expressed their desire to help us attract similar industries to the area, ancillary type companies. And through that, they've even gone to the extent to help put together specific marketing campaigns, give me quotes on my website. They've been very proactive in promoting that. Some of the benefits to them would be they could do shared services. You know, a lot of these smaller companies don't need large shipping containers to send their products in. And this is the biotech industry that I'm still talking about. You know, UPS, cleaning services, packaging, mailing services. These are some of the things that they've expressed to us that would benefit them. So by all means, and that's just one particular micro industry that I'm talking about. More industry in general brings in more revenue, increases our tax base, helps support our school systems, improves the quality of life for our constituents, which again goes back to, you know, what does the Essex County IDA, what is our goal? That kind of rolls it all into one, is that still improving the quality of life for our residents.
What are some of the unique advantages that this area, Essex County, can offer to businesses looking to locate or expand?
I think some of the unique opportunities are, I can't say this enough, and this is usually what it comes down to, the quality of life that we can offer. Doing business inside Essex County, in particular, inside the Adirondack Park, people understand who live here, who work here, who own businesses here, that in some instances, it's a trade-off that we understand that for the quality of our families, quality of life, access to the ruralness of the area, nature, if you will, that we aren't necessarily going to be close to some of the urban centers. However, having said that, we certainly have great access to major international airports within an hour and a half. In some places, it's less than an hour from, depending on if you're in northern Essex County or southern Essex County. The rail runs right through Essex County. I-87 runs right through Essex County. So some of the trade-offs would be those. Some of the benefits, improved quality of life, great school systems, very much community-oriented county, very much supportive of for-profit, meaning many people who live in the area choose to patronize their local establishments rather than travel an hour and a half, because they realize that those are fundamental and access to those type of services, groceries, gas stations, B&Bs are vital to keep in their community. And those, in turn, those particular kinds of businesses generally always support, you know, functions in the community. So the benefit is, you know, you certainly can be profitable. We certainly have already, as far as shovel-ready parks, we have a workforce that is strong and dedicated, and we have a workforce development programs in place that will support incumbent as well as new training for employees. We have an economic development agency that is here to try to support in any fashion, whether it be financing, regulatory assistance, workforce development. And we certainly want to be able to promote the county as a viable place to locate, because we're also close proximity to some major hubs, an hour and a half south of Montreal, three and a half hours north of New York City, Boston's to our east. So we do see that we're strategically located here. You know, one of our taglines is that it's a healthy place to live, a healthy place to grow a business, healthy place to grow a family. That is how we promote the county economic development-wise.
For those listeners just joining us, this is Matt Bosley with Valley News and Tri-Lakes Today newspapers, Denton Publications. I'm speaking with Carol Calabrese and Jody Alcott, the co-directors of the Essex County Industrial Development Agency. What are some of the biggest challenges you would note for businesses who might want to develop, expand, locate in Essex County and the surrounding region?
I think some of the biggest challenges that we've tried to address and turn into a positive light are the reality that we are located within the Adirondack Park, and there are regulatory agencies that monitor land use here. We've taken this negative and turned it into a positive, in that we do a lot of the permitting for businesses as well as for our business parks, and to get them to a state that is competitive with other areas that don't have as restrictive regulatory agency requirements. In instance, for Essex County, that would be, you know, the shovel-ready certifications that we receive for the two business parks that we have.
Tell us a little bit more about what that means, shovel-ready.
Shovel-ready means that the IDA has already went to all of the regulatory agencies, and that could be the Adirondack Park Agency, that can be the municipalities, the Department of Health, DEC, DOT, and done all the regulatory requirements for a business to locate there, which means we have permits in hand. We've usually specced each lot of a business park for a specific type of industry, specific size of building, so that if a business is interested in locating there, they do not have to go through the red tape. If it is similar to what has been permitted, they literally can put a shovel in the ground. So in a lot of our parks, similar to Chesterfield Commerce Park, the lots. We have four lots there permitted for 40,000 square foot buildings, that if a business came in that was a similar type fit, then they would be able to break ground, you know, essentially tomorrow, which is a huge accomplishment because it's very timely and it costs a lot of money to get up to that shovel ready certification, but it allows our parks to be as competitive as other areas.
Jody, you mentioned the Chesterfield Commerce Park. What are some of the other shovel-ready areas in Essex County?
Most recently, in 2007, the Mariah Business Park was deemed as a shovel-ready site. That's a 30-acre park. Different logistics. That park is permitted for 10,000 square foot buildings. It's more conducive to what the environment would be down towards the Mariah area. Chesterfield along I-87, right down, you know, 12 miles from Plattsburgh is more bigger type businesses. We are now in 2008 and 2009 working on a shovel ready certification for the Woolsboro Commerce Park, which we are promoting as going to be one of the only rail siding access commerce business parks in the park. So we're in the process of engineering and permitting that park as we speak.
What are some of the most recent projects or businesses that have located themselves in Essex County as an industrial development agency?
One of the projects that we recently completed in 2007, early 2007, would be a municipal project in the town of Ticonderoga. In conjunction with working with the municipality, we were able to access grant programs to put municipal sewer through their main one of their main commerce areas, Route 9 and 74. That particular project, by doing the construction of an access to municipal sewer, assisted 28 existing businesses that retained dozens of jobs, as well as opened up the opportunity for new private investment for existing business expansion, as well as several new startups. So by accessing the federal funds, we were able to, you know, more than five times encourage private investment and assist with the retention and creation of somewhere around 80 plus jobs. We recognize that by assisting municipalities with their infrastructure needs, it not only helps the people living in those particular project areas, it also helps the businesses themselves be sustainable, as well as open up venues for further expansions and attractions.
Well, I want to thank the both of you for joining me. Once again, this has been Matt Bosley, the editor for the Valley News and Tri-Lakes Today newspapers and Clinton publications. This has been North Country Commerce. Once again, I want to thank you and say thank you to all our listeners.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast.